Have you ever thought about the importance of white canes for people who are blind or low vision? Are you aware of these vital facts? White canes identify someone as having low vision. White canes are a tool to help navigate sidewalks, streets, and intersections. As the person taps the cane along a sidewalk or wall, the cane sends sensory messages through the person's hand to identify uneven pavement, curbs, stairs, and obstacles. Orientation and mobility skills are needed to use a white cane correctly, and it takes a lot of practice. White canes wear out and need to be replaced periodically. A white cane can open the world of travel, exploration, and independence. White canes are all of the above and so much more. It wasn't easy at first, Becky remembered as she talked about learning how to use her first mobility cane. As she gained confidence and skill, a switch flipped and the cane felt more like wings than a cane. White canes are symbols of independence, safety, and autonomy. For people who are blind or have low vision, a white cane represents the ability to navigate the world with confidence. It empowers them to live their daily lives more freely, whether they are commuting to work, attending school, or simply enjoying a walk in their neighborhood. For many, the gift of a white cane makes a world of difference by providing a sense of security and independence. The council provides free white canes to people in Wisconsin who are blind or low vision. We put white canes into the hands of more than 500 people every year. We give these canes without cost because sometimes the cost of a white cane can be a barrier. For some of our clients, the $35 we could charge for a cane would be better spent on food, a bus pass, or medication. The council distributes over 500 free white canes each year. At a cost of $35 per cane, that adds up to over $17,500. Earlier this year, our cost to buy the canes increased, and we can anticipate another price increase by summer. This is where you can step in. You can help ensure that white canes will continue to be free by making a gift to the White Cane Fund. With a gift of $35 each month, you will be putting a life-changing tool into the hands of 12 people every year. A white cane and proper training means safety, confidence, and freedom. Without clear vision, every step can feel uncertain without the right support. Your gift will help someone cross the street safely, walk into a job interview with confidence, and navigate trails in their local park. We are often asked, will my insurance cover the cost of my cane or other vision services? Most insurance, including Medicaid and Medicare, will only cover vision services provided by a medical professional if they are qualified providers. Services provided by the council are not covered. Lack of coverage discourages some people from seeking services. The council keeps fees for vision services low and offers a sliding fee scale, but many clients are still unable to pay, so the council subsidizes the cost, which puts a strain on council resources. That's why your gift to the White Cane Fund is so important. I hope you will consider making a donation to the White Cane Fund. You can do so by writing a check payable to WCBVI and mail it to the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. You can also make a gift on our website at www.wcblind.org/donate. Monthly giving helps all year. Your monthly gift will help us continue to provide free white canes and the orientation and mobility training that is vital for safe travel. In 2 years, the council will be celebrating our 75th anniversary. As we look to our future, we are reaching for a goal of 75 monthly donors. Please consider joining us by starting a monthly gift. Your generosity will make a meaningful difference for many people in Wisconsin with vision loss. Thank you.